At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
May have been trying to watch Sky News this morning. It went off air at 6:45, but in the last 2 minutes or so, it has resumed. But television channels like Sky News, other broadcasters, airports, banks, flights, all affected as a major Microsoft outage sparked worldwide chaos. Joining me now with updates is Raluca Suciano, CEO of SmartTech 247 Cybersecurity. Raluca, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you help us understand what went on?
Yeah, what we're seeing is a widespread Windows-related failure, which, like you've said, unfortunately, has caused significant disruptions across various sectors. So what's happening is that Windows machines are failing to start, and this is a problem with the CrowdStrike's agent that is installed on these Windows machines.
What is the CrowdStrike piece of software?
This is an endpoint security tool. It's called an endpoint detection and response, much like an antivirus. So it's a security software.
Many people would have, for example, Norton on their machines at home and other programs like that to protect them. So this is what, a commercial version of that? Is it a Microsoft product or is it a third-party product?
No, CrowdStrike is a separate company. CrowdStrike products sit on top of the Microsoft products, and in cybersecurity, they would be very much interconnected to ensure that the protection is complete, so, which is why this is causing an outage.
Now, there is some reporting that CrowdStrike did some sort of an update yesterday, and this may be at the heart of the problem.
Correct. So what we are speculating at the moment is that they have run an update, and the computers and servers that are running these agents, they are stuck in a restart loop, so they cannot be accessed. And a lot of them are encrypted with BitLocker as well, which prevents the access further. So unfortunately, this is going to be a nightmare for IT administrators, because most of them will have to manually update and work on each machine one by one.
One by one. So do they have to, or is it as simple as deleting the CrowdStrike software from the machines and leaving them perhaps exposed for a little while a corrected version of CrowdStrike becomes available?
Well, there is a workaround at the moment, but like I said, a lot of organizations cannot even access their machines. So they're being taken offline, and until they can access the machines, they unfortunately can't do anything about it at the moment. So CrowdStrike is working on pushing an update that is fixing the problem, but we haven't yet seen a fix until now.
Now, the most obvious problem that would be visible to anybody with the TV set is the fact that Sky News went off air. Ryanair also issued a warning to people about if you can't check in on your computer, you can check in presumably free of charge at the airport. But they talked about third-party software being the problem, which, and now we know it's CrowdStrike and it's associated with Windows. But this kind of cover of a network, I mean, in News Talk, for example, we have a whole pile of computers. I suppose everyone has a desktop. We don't appear to have CrowdStrike protecting us because we're all still using our computers. But is that the way it normally works, that CrowdStrike would be imposed on the network rather than installed on individual machines?
It's both. So at the moment, the problem spans from endpoints, which are your laptops and your desktops, to servers as well, so at a network level. So unfortunately, it's affecting whole infrastructures.
Yeah. This is very concerning. I mean, it's been described as worldwide chaos. A simple mistake by someone in CrowdStrike when the CrowdStrike software was updated, and it causes airports to be shut down, broadcasters to be shut down, airlines delayed, and maybe banks not being able to issue money to people. It's extraordinary, and it exposes our vulnerability.
100%. And we have also seen that, for example, the 911 service in the US has been disrupted as well. And it just shows that we are reliant on, you know, one simple security software and the potential risks of having a single point of failure and disrupting an entire infrastructure are massive. It really puts everything into perspective of how the world depends on a single vendor.
I mean, we're hearing Hong Kong Airport is in chaos. Australian broadcasters cannot broadcast. As you mentioned, the emergency 911 lines down in the United States. How have we allowed this to happen? I mean, this dependence, a central dependence on one single provider, i.e. Microsoft and its associated colleagues, I suppose, in CrowdStrike.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Well, if you think about where the economy is going and the tech economy in specific, everyone wants to consolidate. Everyone is moving towards consolidation, and they want to save costs and, of course, improve complexities and efficiencies. So it's normal for the world or organizations to depend on fewer vendors these days, because, I mean, even from a cybersecurity perspective, we've seen reports that companies used to depend on hundreds of tools, and now everyone is moving towards consolidation. But of course, the problem is then that you depend on a single point of failure. So unfortunately, with big brands like Microsoft and CrowdStrike and Apple and so forth, if one of them crashes, it has a huge impact on the world, as we have seen, you know, banks and airports and 911 and Microsoft itself, and et cetera.
We've heard India has been hit by an outage. Trains in the UK affected. German and Spanish airports are reporting tech issues. And you're wondering, when you step on an aircraft, I mean, is it possible that their computer systems could also be dependent on this technology?
Well, you have to look at it from a network infrastructure. The way we are connected in an organization, the endpoints that are, for example, connected to an aircraft may have Windows running, and then they may have this CrowdStrike software running at a server level. So unfortunately, this creates a lot of dependency. And basically, right now, every single computer that has Windows running and CrowdStrike is affected worldwide.
Okay. I mean, the concern is, you know, the runaway train, the plane that's uncontrollable. That's the concern people would have. But one would presume that the kind of redundancy they would build into those systems would protect them.
A lot of organizations that are facing the outages right now are activating their, you know, business continuity and disaster recovery plans. And this is why a lot of airlines and hospitals are at a standstill at the moment. And they won't be able to operate until the issue is fixed.
And of course, you mentioned hospitals there. If your scanner and everything done digitally, electronically, and scans may be passed from A to B and may not be able to do so, and therefore operations might have to be delayed or cancelled. All of this is very worrying. What's the case then, Raluca, for trying to silo things to make sure that if one aspect goes down, it doesn't bring everything with it?
It's really difficult to control, especially when you're talking about systems running Windows. And, you know, you could very much say that this is a problem caused by CrowdStrike, but to a certain degree, this is a problem caused by Microsoft as well. And it's difficult as an organization to control that. Like I said, we depend on these systems. We very much depend on Microsoft. And because of this massive supply chain issue, it's incredibly difficult to control how the agents at a very micro level talk to each other. So unfortunately, when you mentioned the hospitals, when something like this happens, it very much resembles a massive cyber attack, even though this isn't the cyber attack at the moment, and it will probably be fixed shortly. Yeah. But the implications are similar.
It's interesting you mentioned that, you know, it may not be a cyber attack on the text screen here. How can we be sure it's not a hack? They would hardly admit it if it was. They would simply pay the ransom because these are massive companies with massive resources.
Well, at the moment, it doesn't resemble a ransomware attack. And, you know, CrowdStrike is a public company, so they will have to explain what happened. And if it is a data breach, they have 72 hours to declare exactly what happened. Of course, it's impossible right now to say exactly for sure what has taken place. It does not resemble a cyber attack. And if it had been a cyber attack, it might have been run a little bit differently. It might have been conducted more like an espionage attack on Microsoft or CrowdStrike and resulted into a ransomware attack. At the moment, this appears to be an IT outage, but we cannot be sure.
All right. Raluca, thank you very much for explaining all that to us. Raluca Chanu, CEO, SmartTech 24/7 Cybersecurity. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.